This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Sneaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday. Yay!
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Boom. Thank God it's Friday!
Hey, it's Spooky Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yay!
We've got crazy. It's the Friday 13th edition, and I'm in, where am I? Portland, Oregon.
Where am I?
Yeah, it's Friday, and where am I? Where's Robert Scott Bell? Well, he's at the NPA, the Natural Products Association Northwest Expo, and I had a lecture this morning. Super Don, it was really intense. I don't know what it is about this area or the people. They were like, you know, it's not like a sponge, but it's sort of like grabbing the stuff out of you. And, like, I was very deliberate and intense in talking about gut health and recovery. And I like to make more jokes than I did, you know, just to keep it light. But they were not having it. They were like, no, you give us the information now or else. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, and it's funny because that's just how Oregon is.
Is that right?
They see, well, you know. I mean, it's look at your experience so far since you've been here. Mm-hmm. They're very, very much more, especially in the area that you're in, much more oriented towards, you know, these types of thinkings and these different types of alternative, which I know is not your favorite word, but, you know, I mean, thinking and approaches to disease and things of that nature, it's much more receptive in this area than it is, say, other parts of the country.
Well, yeah, and they were, like I said, they're ready. They're so ready to get the information. They're like, don't sugarcoat it. Just tell it to me straight. I think only one person said I was too intense, which is okay. I'd rather be too intense than not intense enough.
Can't make everybody happy.
No, that's okay. I'm not worried about that. But, you know, we're just coming off of the Truth About Cancer live, everybody, folks. This is really profound, and if you weren't part of the 191 out of 195 countries, people in countries listening or watching last weekend, there's a free replay weekend going on right this very minute, all through the weekend. Yeah. And Super Don, you put the notes, the links to it up there, so everybody go to robertscottbell.com and catch whatever you can of it, because it's just, it'll open your mind, open your eyes, open your, I mean, like I said, it's not that I say every word you read, see, hear is gospel. That's not the point. The point is there are people that are going outside the box trying to bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs, and you get to disseminate that information and find out what resonates with you, what you can apply in your life, and man, I'm all for the freedom of information, you know?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what this show is all about. You know, like you said, you don't want sheep. You know, that's not what we're looking for on this show. But we want you to think. Think for yourself. You know, get the information and make the decision for yourself. But don't put blinders on. You know, and that's where a lot of people are.
Yeah, I had somebody come up to me after the lecture. A nice lady. She has a health food store in, I believe, Eastern Washington State. So it's, I guess, a different part of the state over there where, you know, everybody thinks Seattle and all of that. But you go out to the east. And she said that she had been through a lot of cancer treatment. She had been to Mexico, did Gerson-style stuff. And, you know, and I was talking with her because she had to now come back and do some low dose chemo and radiation because, you know, the alternatives, as we call it sometimes, it didn't seem to work for her. And so I began to ask her very seriously and kindly with all the love of my heart, well, let's talk about some things. Let me ask you, did you do this? Did you do this? You know, because they always say, well, I did everything. Well, just because you go to a clinic in Mexico doesn't mean you did everything. And, you know, I asked her specifically, what about selenium? What about chromium? What about silica? No, I didn't know about that. So that's why, you know, the truth about cancer is important, because you think you've done it all, you know it all, you've heard it all, and there's something more. And so I talked to her about that, and I said, you know, you can now, in the rebuild and repairing process, because you've been through some of the harshest aspects of the treatment, although I don't think she went as intense as some people do, we can, you know, it's like the $6 billion man. We can rebuild you. We can make you better than you were, right? But there really is a way to do that, rebuild and repair. But, you know, getting out and talking to people or viewing something that raises issues that you didn't know about, then you can begin to ask other questions you didn't know you even had questions about.
Right.
Which is kind of cool, because your first article that you sent out my way today is called How You Can Cope with a Cancer Diagnosis. That's on Medical News Today.
Right.
I thought that was perfect.
And it is. And I mean, I'm actually quite impressed, because a lot of the stories that we do cover come from Medical News Today, and they're kind of a hybrid, you know, when it comes to medical news, where you don't agree with everything, but there's a lot of good stuff that they put out there,
right?
Which I've been very happy to see. But you know, it just goes through and it you know, lists a number of things that I think are common sense, but they're good, especially if you're. I can only imagine if you get the diagnosis of cancer,
right?
There's a process that you're going to go through mentally and emotionally as you try and navigate your way through what is it exactly that's going on with me. Because as, you know, Ty has said in The Truth About Cancer, that, you know, there's a stigma attached to that, where a lot of people have come to think that if you get a diagnosis of cancer, it's a death sentence. But it's not.
Right.
And, you know, there are ways to deal with this, you know. And it just goes down the list here where it says, you know, make sure that you understand your diagnosis, of course. It's important that you need to understand exactly what it means, because not every cancer is the same.
Right.
And so there are obviously different ways to deal with that. You need to speak to your doctor. You need to talk about it, which will help you deal with, you know, any kind of depression or anxiety that you got. You got to get it out. You know, you can't hold it in. Then it goes on to talk about how you need to ask for help. Now, this is kind of where it starts to reach, the, I think, what's that fork in the road.
Okay.
Where if you're going to ask for help, where are you going to ask?
Who are you going to ask? Right. I mean, if you have a situation that begets, well, the origin point, toxicity and deficiency, are you going to ask an oncologist about that? For instance, I kind of gather that's what you're thinking, because you know, their goal, of course, Medical News Today, is like, of course, ask the doctor. They might be pretty proficient in about the cancer diagnosis or that it's there. But do they really know why it's there and what to do to prevent it from happening again? I mean, I don't think they're the experts in that necessarily.
Yeah. Well, you want to ask, you want to find out who is the person that's going to be best qualified to help you with this in the way that it needs to be done. So do you want to ask the oncologist, or do you want to ask somebody who is going to have maybe a more open mind and maybe you have some other ideas on how to deal with this rather than radiation or chemotherapy?
Sure. And another aspect of that, Super Don, and we've talked about this, like with even Dr. Batar, who obviously is not a big fan of chemo or anything like that, that you have a support system no matter what decision you make. And this is for everybody that's a family member or a loved one of someone who has cancer that makes a decision in their recovery that is different than you believe it should be, right? Don't fight them on it. After they've made their decision, support them. Or if you've made a decision that differs from your family, if they don't support you, you don't need to be around them, because it's not going to be conducive to the success of any treatment, whether it be allopathic, holistic, homeopathic, or otherwise. And I think that's a message I don't think we can send out often enough in response to this question about what do you do? You've been diagnosed. It's not necessarily all about the path you choose, but the support you have for whatever path you choose, even if it's different than what I might agree is the best for you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You're 100% correct. And then another thing that it pointed out here, which I think is, it's kind of deep, you know, but it's meaningful, is they say here, use anger and grief as a lever or a lever. And I think that's really important because, you know, grief and anger is you know, those are our emotions that you're going to feel, you know, as you're trying to process the situation. Right. And one of the examples they gave here was that this person that was diagnosed with cancer, they used the negative emotions that they were experiencing and the anger to help understand that they didn't want cancer to take hold of their entire life. So in other words, it was like you had the anger, but if you take the time, whether you're writing it down, you're discussing it with people, it gives you an opportunity to be able to process that anger and turn that anger into something positive that you can then take the next step with.
Well, and that's a good point, because a lot of times anger can be an emotion that can lead to cancer if not channeled properly. But anger, when it's righteous, can deliver, let's say, results, right? It can energize.
Well, it motivates. It's a motivational tool.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, you know what? I'm angry. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Right.
You know, I think, you know, if you've seen the movie Network, I think that's a good example right there, where it's like, you know, being angry is a natural progression when you're processing something. But it's what you do with that. Do you allow that anger to freeze you in your tracks and keep you down on your knees? Or do you take that anger and use it as a motivation to take the next step to resolve whatever that situation is?
Yeah, well, exactly. And I think that's often lost when we dismiss. Like, this is another interesting aside I'm just thinking about as we're talking about this here. There's that new agey perspective that says, oh, no, you can't be angry. That's a negative emotion. And it's like, you know, screw that. I'm sorry. You know, if you're going to bottle up that anger, you're going to actually be worse off.
It's not the emotion that's the problem. It's what you do with the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
How you use that emotion and how you allow it to, affect your reaction to that emotion. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. Folks, we love having this discussion here. All levels of healing, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, yes, economic, and political. I know, dare I say it, but we do it from time to time. In fact, we do it all the time, all of those things here. And we've got a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show heading into the weekend at the Natural Products Association Northwest Expo in Portland, Oregon. The people here are intense, but they're soaking it up. Next hour, we hope to hear from Josh Hendricks, the guy that's growing all that hemp in Kentucky, and Stuart Tom from CV Sciences. But in the meantime, what about fat people? Yeah, what about fat people? They're all over the place. Higher levels of that than any time in U.S. history. How did it happen? We're going to talk about it when we come back from this break right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, folks, in the notes, robertscottbell.com is where you go, and you will find the link to listen and watch The Truth About Cancer Live from last weekend in Orlando, Florida. Organic food was had by all. And, in fact, Super Don, here at this show, I attended a lunch, at least part of a luncheon, that was sponsored by Enzymedic. I got to give them their props. They also went the extra mile and catered it through this hotel here organically. So good, nice. Good news that transformation is happening. In fact, I think every restaurant in Portland has some organic. You know, it's not like
I'm telling you, it's you know, Oregon in general, but in some particular areas, especially in the Portland area and the surrounding areas, you know, it's a big deal out here.
How about?
You know? I mean, there's farmers markets everywhere. There's organic, you know, food everywhere. You know, it's just it's good.
What about in the Southland where you are? I mean, it's not the same, is it? I mean,
to be honest with you, I mean, you have to remember, you know, over in the Rogue Valley, you've got Ashland, which is like the crunchy granola capital of the Western United States.
Yes.
And, I mean, you can pick up organic anywhere. They've got organic at Walmart. They've got organic at Albertsons. It's a big deal. And farmers markets are huge out there because there's a lot of farmers there.
Right, right. Well, okay, good news for everybody then. You're back in Oregon, and that means Super Don's eating better. That means he probably will be less likely to need coffee enemas. That's his motivation. I don't want to do coffee that way, so I'm going to eat cleaner. All right, well, listen, I'll take it however you're going to get there. Obesity, though, big time. You know, we hear the echoes of our dearly departed Jerry Doyle because every time there was a story like this, he would call, hey, Robert, can you do the show? And we would do do the Jerry Doyle show. And it says in this CNN headline, obesity among all U.S. adults reaches an all-time high. I mean, I thought it couldn't get any bigger and badder and fatter. Apparently it did. Nearly 40% of adults and 19% of youth are obese. Dude, 40% of adults? I mean, we're approaching one in two adults being obese.
Yeah. Now, you got to take this with a little bit of a grain of salt, though, because, you know, as we've discussed before, the definition of obesity has some gray areas in there.
Yeah. What do they say?
Well, actually, that's a good question. See if they do say exactly what it is. But, you know, I mean, what they want to do is they want to immediately just go to the BMI calculator, right?
Right, right.
And say, okay, well, you know, if you've got this, that, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a lot of debate out there as to whether somebody can be bigger and healthy. And I, you know, I know that we've talked about before according to this, a BMI of 25 to 29.9 is considered overweight.
Okay.
While anything over 30 is obese.
Okay. So however that translates, but, you know, I'll acknowledge that just simply carrying extra poundage is not a disease, okay? It means you're taking in more than you're burning up and putting out. You've got storage going on. Now, I've argued that it's not just fat in the storage. If you're not eating organic, clean foods, you're also dealing with storing toxic components that are not easy for your body to bind and metabolize and excrete. And this could be more due to the GMO food, the glyphosate, other things that are being locked away in the fat cells to protect your vital organs. And so obesity in those cases, people that eat garbage food, is a defensive mechanism, partly that they're not getting the minerals that they would be getting from, you know, organic whole foods, so their body never really gets satiated, so they continue to eat and eat and eat. And part, of course, to tuck away the toxic poisons that come in, even at minute dosage. And, of course, eventually that can break down certain other systems of the body and make you vulnerable for things like cancer. Now, what they're going to say is you're eating too much fat. We're going to call BS on that. The fat that they are eating may be toxic, and that's the bigger problem. But the idea is fat is not, or the reality is the fat is not the cause of being fat. Even overeating, people can overeat from time to time, no big deal. But, why are people that are obese to this degree eating constantly? Do they want to be fat? I don't think so. I think they're starving. Their food is devoid of the vital elements that would satiate their appetite. So this is a big thing that I don't know that's being discussed in the mainstream media coverage of this fat story.
Yeah, and you know, like you said, I mean, is it ideal to be overweight? No, it's not. You would be better off probably if you were had a leaner body mass.
Yeah.
But it's not an automatic thing that you're going sick or you're going to die.
Right.
Like I said, it's like, why are you fat? Maybe some people just like food. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And by the way, Dr. Batman Gelage said you're not hungry, you're thirsty. Remember, drink water, get the hydrogen water. That's also going to help float the toxins on out and get you out of a crisis like that and detoxify. Water is key to everything there, folks. Go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook there. Keep watching, keep listening. We got a lot more healing to go live from, where are we? Portland, Oregon, at the NPA Northwest. And we'll be back with more powerful healing. Questions of the day coming up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back out in Portland, Oregon, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Remember, links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We are broadcast through GCN, Genesis Communications Network, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Archives available immediately after the show there, gcnlive.com. Also, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud. And when we can, we do the simulcast on YouTube through, they call it a Google Hangout. Somehow it magically appears as a YouTube video live. And part of the show we plan to have live today, second hour, so stick around for that. Super Don, again, I still don't understand the magic of this technology, but people are digging it.
They are, yeah. It's very cool. Very cool. It's growing, and you know, when you're watching the simulcast, you also have the ability to be able to interact with the other listeners on the YouTube if you're doing it on the computer. So it's fun and games. You got to check it out.
It's all fun and games until somebody, pokes their eye out, right?
Right.
Yeah, not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That would never happen. But we do have comments of the day come from time to time and questions of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
And our first question of the day is coming from Kathy. Kathy's writing in about Barth syndrome. Barth syndrome. Have you ever heard of Barth syndrome? I haven't dealt with anybody with Barth syndrome.
I have not. No, never heard of it before. I had to look it up and make sure that it wasn't, Wayne and Barth.
Yes.
From
no,
Wayne's
no.
World or something.
That's
yeah.
Garth with a G, not Barth.
Garth,
with a B,
Garth,
right?
Garth,
yeah. Or Barth Brooks. No, not Garth Brooks. Barth. It's Barth syndrome. I'm speaking on the 21st, I believe, or is it the 20th? I've got two conferences coming up. We've got the Schizencephaly Conference. Fortunately, both in Orlando, so I can do two at once. Super D, I'm cloning myself for that weekend. You know that.
I don't know if we can handle two of you. That's on the 20th and 21st in Orlando.
Okay, so you see that in the show notes
yep.
there. And I'm speaking to that group because it's a rare genetic disorder, and they want me to speak on silver and immunity and how this can help, because one of the moms in that group has a son, I believe, that was helped tremendously by the use of silver for immune modulation, addressing infectious disease. And as we look at this Barth syndrome, you'll see a lot of similarities in terms of immune compromising with some of these genetic disorders. And this one, they say, it involves enlarged and weakened heart. They call it dilated cardiomyopathy, weakness in muscles used for movement, a skeletal myopathy, and recurrent infections. Again, here's the immune issue due to a small number of white blood cells or neutropenia, and often they're very short in stature in this case. So, Kathy, definitely want to help you out here. She says, my grandson of 4 years old, has it. He's on a feeding tube and can only tolerate 12 foods. He's on 9 different meds twice a day. Some are for his heart, which right now is doing good. We just don't know where to turn to help with his digestion issues. All the doctors want to do is invasive testing and put him on more meds. His mother doesn't want that. We are desperate and do not know where to turn. Can you give us any hope? Kathy, I can't give you hope, but I can give you homeopathy. In my book, Unlock the Power to Heal, where I talk about the GI protocol, it involves silver and aloe. I don't know that you'll be able to do this or not, because if you're in a feeding tube in a hospital, they might prohibit you. You might have to sneak it. But would I do it? Absolutely, I would do it, because it helps to heal tissue. And that epithelial lining has probably been hammered by the many medicines that they've been giving to him. And we cannot discount that severity causing what? More severe chronic and acute and dangerous symptoms that you said it right. The doctors only want to do invasive tests to confirm what you already know and then put them on more toxic medication. And again, it's already a desperate straight scenario. Now, in terms of if there is immune issues like there is in Barth, silver can be utilized on its own. You can use it through a feeding tube if you want, or if there's an ability to deliver sublingually depending on the health of the child. I don't know in this case. But absorbing mucosally can systemically benefit, especially with the lack of white blood cell production. You know, silver facilitates white blood cell production, engagement, and re-engagement. So there's some real good benefit there from silver in this particular circumstance. But I would say homeopathy would be the easiest thing you can do. Because you can take, like King Bio has, the upper GI and lower GI formulas. He calls it enzymatic restoration and probiotic restoration with homeopathy. And if you were to spray that in the mouth, you don't even have to swallow it, because you just a couple of sprays, it's not really a significant amount of liquid that would cause you to choke on it. So even if you're on a feeding tube, it'll absorb mucosally in that regard. And that's so simple to do. And so to help heal the tissue, I would look into those remedies. Any other symptoms associated with the poor digestion would be helpful. I mean, whether you can deliver enzymes in some form or another through the feeding tube, again, I don't know. But there are also other considerations in terms of, probiotics, right? These drugs have wiped out, you know, the microbiome. So this poor child, even if you're throwing food in through a feeding tube, is it being absorbed? Or is there so much leaky gut that you can't get past it? So it's not an easy answer necessarily, but I think homeopathy, probably number one, is as far as simple. It's non-invasive. It doesn't count. It's not counteracting any medicines, although maybe we'd like to counteract the toxicity of those medicines. So consider utilizing a homeopathic liver drainage remedy as well. And you can reach out to drkings.com, drkings.com, to get more insight into that. As I said, silver aloe, or at least the silver through the tube, if they're doing a feeding tube, would only help heal the tissue just like it does topically when there's epithelial inflammation or damage. But, you know, Superdon, this is a tough one when you got a kid that's totally dependent like this.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those questions and one of those situations where it's very complicated because there's a lot going on here. Mm-hmm. And in the treatment and some of the reading that I did on this,
right?
You know, they assemble a complete team of doctors to try and address a situation where you've got a pediatrician, a cardiologist, and a hematologist, and a physical therapist, and an occupational therapist, where, you know, there's a lot going on here. So, you know, it would be something where she probably will need to reach out to somebody local that she can work with more closely to address all of the different aspects of this syndrome, because it's not just a simple fix.
Okay, well, we're going to leave it at that, and Kathy, if there's something more we can do, just let us know, and I appreciate you reaching out. I really, really do. All the best for the management, if you will, or the maintenance, or maybe even some form of recovery over time. All right, next story here we have is on the whooping cough. The outbreaks, in fact, being traced back not to non-vaccinated individuals or groups of homeschoolers that raised the ire of Jimmy Kimmel, but in fact to vaccinated populations. Vaccine failure.
It's the whoopsing cough.
Whoops. Yeah, exactly. Well said, Super Don. The idea that you can, as I said, artificially stimulate an antibody into existence and that will prevent all disease is an absolute immature claim, not substantiated in the science journals, in fact. There are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies determining safety or efficacy of these vaccines. The only thing is, if they say they have absolutely elicited an antibody, that they've succeeded. But it doesn't mean you're not going to get sick. And in the case of whooping cough, as with other childhood rites of passage, I'll call them, very often they're part of the maturation process of the immune system itself and can prevent future and further chronic diseases, from mild allergies to more severe autoimmune conditions and cancer. And we've been seeing that pop up in the peer-reviewed literature. How about that? But the history of the pertussis vaccine, whooping cough, they used to do DTP or DPT, and this was causing a lot of devastating injury and death. If you read A Shot in the Dark by Harris Coulter and Barbara Lowe Fisher, you'll learn a lot about the history of that. And it was so intense that they switched it, even though they exported the DTP shot to other countries that were therapy naive. Remember that, Superdon? Therapy naive. They won't know better. Let's just send it there.
Right.
And so then they changed it to the DTAP or DPAT. Oh, how does it protect? Acellular pertussis. DTAP, thank you. Acellular pertussis, which apparently wasn't as strong at eliciting an antibody response, but appeared to be a little bit safer. There wasn't as much devastating injury and death. But then again, it doesn't work. So, you know, what's the point? Are they still going to blame so-called anti-vaxxing families that used to be pro-vaxxing families until one of their children was harmed or even killed? And then they have the audacity to attack these families as if they're a threat to all humankind. I mean, you don't want to talk about righteous anger. I get righteously angry about that. You know, that's why we took on Jimmy Kimmel. That's why we took on the Daily Show guy, Jon Stewart, a couple of years back when they started attacking these families, because they're completely attacking in ignorance and based on a faith in modern medicine vaccinology rather than the actual science that supports, good decision-making, per se.
That is correct. And let us not ever forget when you took on Jon Stewart, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
I've not seen that many fireworks fly over the Robert Scott Bell Show ever in the entire time that I...
I think back to that, Super Don. We didn't have a discussion about it, did we? Did we say, should we do
no,
this again?
It just happened. And, there's a website out there called Mediaite.
Yeah,
which is kind of like a Media Matters, a diet Media Matters sort of thing, where they go through the controversial stuff. And you were very popular on that over that thing. We were talking about John Stewart using Nazi-like tactics, and people. In fact, you even had Jewish publications.
Yes.
That were talking about you. So yeah, but you know what? You're right. I mean, right now the way that you blame diseases, mm-hmm. communicable diseases.
Yeah.
The way you find the scapegoat is you go after the, quote, anti-vaxxers. I mean, that's how it is right now.
The small minority, right? The Jews were the minority in Nazi Germany. And so this scapegoating is very dangerous because it foments fear, and that fear foments hatred, and that hatred foments really awful things that humans will do to other humans in the name of that fear. Well, it's their fault. If we don't kill them, they're going to kill us, right? Have you heard that before? And so the attacks on people who are not vaccinating their children is horrendous and should be, you know, literally, how do we say this? I'm trying to be nice here so that the Jewish press doesn't attack me. But, I mean, when you got Jews using Nazi-like tactics against other Jews, I mean, just that's like, what are you going to say? I don't know how to say it nicely, in fact. But the idea here is that the science supports what we're saying, that the vaccine doesn't work. And, in fact, Merck monkeyed with the data. They basically spiked rabbit's blood in the test for antibodies to show that it works. Or was it, was that the MMR or GTP? I can't even keep up with all the corruption, Superdome.
I know. Yeah, no, it doesn't stop, and it keeps happening. I mean, I'm trying to remember, there was a story I saw just the other day where it was just another one where people were falsifying clinical trial results, you know, in order to sell the drugs and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's definitely a problem.
All right, listen, we're going to take a break. It's Halloween time. There's a flight to hell. We're going to report on it on Friday the 13th. Don't be on it, but I think it arrived safely. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Scott Bell Show. All right, we're getting to Halloween season. Super Don, I saw the pumpkin patches as I was riding all the way down from, let's say, Eugene to Corvallis the other day, right? Then to Portland. There were a lot of pumpkin patches. It was like, oh, yeah, it's Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because when you're in Florida, Halloween is kind of like, if you wear a costume, it better be like a very light, not their costume, because it's still hot. It's not like up here. It's like, oh, okay, I feel it, right? You have to warm cider and, you know, dress up and do all that stuff. So,
That is a thing. That is definitely a thing. I can remember taking the kids trick-or-treating on Halloween here in Oregon, and it was literally, sometimes it was snowing.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. I, again, years ago in Atlanta, we'd have, you know, it could be either way, but it's mostly a little bit chilly. But, again, Florida, it's a whole different way. You know, Santa's in a Speedo. That's not so nice, but...
No.
Yeah. Don't give any hints to anybody for Halloween. Don't dress up as a Santa with a Speedo and say, oh, I live in Florida. No, don't do it. Everybody
and Robert
will run.
Told.
I didn't say that. All right, so we covered this flight last year. Is it the last flight? Is it going to do another flight? I don't understand this. This flight 666 to hell. What is
well,
that?
Well, okay, here's what you've got. Is you've got in airline in Finland, right?
Yep.
And they've got a flight that goes from Copenhagen, Denmark,
right,
to
Helsinki.
Finland's Helsinki
airport.
Now, you know how the airports have like a three-letter designation?
Of course.
You know, LAX would be, you know, Los Angeles. The one for Helsinki is HEL, so it's hell, right?
Right, yes.
And they also happen to have a flight. That flight that goes from Copenhagen to Helsinki is flight 666. So now you've got flight 666 flying to hell, and every once in a while, it falls on a day like today, so you've got flight 666 flying to hell on Friday the 13th.
Right, but they say it's the final flight, takes final Friday, the 13th flight. Why is it it's never going to be on a Friday the 13th again? I don't understand.
Let's see here.
Finnair said the flight marked the final time Flight 666 will make the trip on a Friday the 13th, as a reordering of flight data is causing the flight to be renumbered to 954.
Oh, so now it's flying to an area code in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's interesting.
No, it just won't be Flight 666 anymore. Oh, so I don't know. I guess people decided they didn't like it anymore. I don't know why.
Well, they're saying it's just a reordering of flight data. I don't know. But I'm thinking there are a lot, not a lot of Bible-reading Christians up there in the Scandinavian countries if they were back. I don't know if it was an empty flight
or
not.
Which I think is silly. You know, you can't be afraid of a 3-6s. I mean, it's not like it's going to do anything to you, but... Some people are superstitious and they have anxiety, and especially if it happens, you get all three of those together on, you know, with Friday the 13th, I guess, whatever.
What do you remember what the technical name is for fear of Friday the 13th? I think I remember it, but see if you remember it.
I don't. What is it?
Isn't it triskaidekaphobia?
Something like that. Yeah, I do. I think I remember that now.
By the way, if you have triskaidekaphobia, you can take extra CBD on Friday the 13th, and you'll chill. You'll be the anxiety will drain from your body. And if you have to fly on Flight 666 from Denmark to Helsinki on Friday the 13th, you'll be fine. You'll just chill out on the flight. You'll get there. You'll say hi to everybody, and then you'll go back home, because everybody in Finland in the winter, all they do is drink lots of alcohol.
That's right.
No, that's not right. That's mean. I was just very mean to them. I'm just calling the whole country an alcoholic country. That's not very nice.
I guess it's because it's Friday the 13th.
Well, somewhere it's April the 1st, and I could say April Fool's Day. But no, there is a lot. Listen, there is a
now,
lot.
Wait a minute. That's not how it works.
That's not how it works?
How could somewhere be April the 1st?
Listen, we have a lot of leeway on this radio show. And I want to recognize, too, that alcoholism is a serious thing. And one of the things we're going to be covering next hour, we got Stuart Tomp, Josh Henrich scheduled. And we're going to talk CBD. And we're going to talk about the fact that people doing CBD are having an ability that they seemingly didn't have before to kind of withdraw, reduce their reliance on these addictive substances, whether they be pharmaceutical or not. And so there's a lot of great news coming up next hour. I'm really looking forward to that. Also, what is the most fearful thing in 2017? What are they most fearing? We're going to cover that head on as well. So stick around, folks. We've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, coming at you from the Natural Products Association Expo in the Northwest. So it's called Northwest, NW. And we've got that coming up after the break. We're going to take a pause here. Maybe there'll be some video simulcast, or maybe it'll happen in the past and you can watch it later. I know. How's that for craziness? But, hey, it's Friday the 13th. Anything goes. Folks, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty lives on after the news, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. It's changed every aspect of my life. There was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to a 36. I'm 54 years old, and people said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately noticed the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing a difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store that I love to eat. Yummy!
thepowerball.com.